from KQED.
Let's start here in Los Angeles, where the Trump administration has taken an interest in the city's homeless crisis. This week, White House staffers and officials from various cabinet departments were in L.A., touring Skid Row and talking to homeless activists. The Washington Post reports the administration is looking at using federal resources to get people off the streets and into shelters in federal facilities. L.A. officials are deeply skeptical of the Trump administration and say it could all just be a publicity stunt. Meanwhile, Los Angeles is considering a controversial plan that would bar homeless people from sleeping in many places in the city, including near parks, schools, and childcare centers. These restrictions would cover about 25% of the city's total area. Yesterday, I talked about why homeless people set up camps where they do in Los Angeles with Robert Drusiga. He's part of a group of homeless people who live in LA's Echo Park.
But why here, first off? Why make camp here out of all the places you can go in LA?
Same reason that citizens like it here, us homeless people like it here too. It's safe, it's clean, it's nice. It's a nice place to be.
I don't know if you've heard about, there's a proposal to restrict where people can camp in Los Angeles. How would that affect you?
Well, that'll criminalize me again. And just generally, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, we don't occupy that great an area of Echo Park. We try to police it ourselves, we try to clean up after ourselves, and we generally try to cooperate and be helpful to the neighbors.
So if you couldn't pitch your tent in or near a park and lots of other kinds of places in LA, the direct impact on your life would be what?
It would be awful. It would mean that I couldn't do some of the things that I'm doing right now to get off the streets, you know what I mean? Like part-time work or going to some of the organizations like Homeless Healthcare that are helping me get off the streets. You know, when you take away stability, you take away, you know, opportunity.
And then finally, if you were offered a place to stay, a place that was clean and livable, would you take it versus being here?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Yeah.
Again, that was Robert Drusiga, who's been living the last 3 months in a tent in LA's Echo Park.